Steve.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
to
it's
you.
EP Nikki's birthday. I'll make this very quick because we've already given her the present.
I don't like how you're rushing through our daughter's birthday.
I'm sorry. But I reckon
EP, we are low on time, so speed through.
We've got one little gift left aside. It's only a fun, tiny thing. Mm. But I reckon, you know how it's really hard to buy someone something that they've never had before? That's something that nobody has ever thought to buy them before.
Oh, she's been on the planet a long time.
I know. So I think I've nailed it. I think I've found something that no one has ever bought you before, Nick.
Okay.
Now, what I'm going to do, you can all ask me one question, because I didn't tell the boys as well. They don't know
what's... We've got no idea what this is.
You can ask me one question. If you guys can't answer this, I'm going to donate money to charity. I should be doing that anyway, shouldn't I? That sounds awful.
You already do.
You probably just wet yourself up on a pedestal thing. That's right, everybody. I will, for the first time in my life, donate money to charity.
No, okay, I'll reframe it. You can choose which charity. How about
and Steve
that?
Steve will donate money to charity.
All right, questions?
Okay.
One question.
It's pretty small. It's small. About the size of your, it fits in your hand.
And yep. It's something she's never had?
Never had before.
Is it a bar of soap?
Excuse me, Steve.
No, it's not.
That was on the fact that these days it's all the liquid washers. Oh, bars of soap and just you don't see them anymore.
Good
not
save.
Not that you're a stinky pants.
Good save.
No, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it edible?
No, it's not. Rosie?
It's a shame.
Is it something Nikki uses like on herself?
Yes. So we got a yes, we can keep going.
Is
anything?
Is it a razor?
Oh, you're
a stinky, hairy midget.
No one said anything about my height.
Is it high heels?
No, there's not high heels.
Okay. I've got no idea.
Is it something pregnancy related?
I've got no
yes,
idea.
It is.
It is. Okay.
Right, okay, open given that.
Oh, I'm curious now, T.
The one present no one has ever thought to buy you.
Okay, here we go. Oh, my God.
What is it?
I'm allowed to say this on air.
Yeah.
What is it?
Nipple balm. No.
Come here, Nick. I'll put it on.
It's called...
Risey!
I'm joking.
Mate.
I'm
joking.
Stop.
How ironic that we've got to call flack. I ain't talking about it moments ago. I can't tell you how HR that just was.
That's just so wrong.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Rising. God's sake, give it here. I'll do it, Nick.
You both go down together.
Oh, God. That's for when you start breastfeeding.
Thank you. So you're welcome. Mugu, baby and child, natural. Yeah. Appreciate that. I love an organic nipple.
Of course, to be clear, Nick, I mean, do it on myself. Unlike Rising.
Put it on yourself,
well,
Steve.
You definitely.
Give it a crack.
You're
that no one has ever bought you that before.
Never. I'm shocked that they haven't.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Is there an irony to the name of the nipple balm called Magoo?
No, it's Mugu.
Oh.
I know.
Mr. Magoo.
No, it's as in cow.
All over your chest. And...
Well, it's like cows. Moo goo.
I have, I do already feel
so
like
you can
that.
Put that on your udders.
Now you're joining him, Tanya. I don't get this.
We will call the HR department in this ad break. Don't worry about that.
I've been radio over 20 years, and this is the most south a break has ever gone.
1-3-5-3. Give us a call. Oh, we're going to change pays next. Give
you
$5,000.
What do you reckon Rosie's going to do at Centrelink?